Remember the St. Vincent videos with overdramatic scenes about bullying? Well, they're dramatic for a reason. I believe that self-harm is very selfish and that it's a bad choice, which should be shown as a good one. In my opinion, it's worse than murder, because it's taking inner bravery and courage and using it in the wrong way. The thought of someone harming themselves scares me, because I don't understand how someone can make such a terrible choice. Instead of using bravery negatively, you should go get help. It's like my sister and grandma. Say my sister throws a tantrum. So it's completely fake and pretend. But it's funny. To us, at least. But through this, we are showing her that bad attention is a good choice. My grandma and I are the role models in this situation, so we need to show it's negative, not positive. The first people I would go to with my self-harming would be my friends. And if they're my true friend, they'll help or go get help. If my friend wouldn't do something about it, I would go to my family. The next thing I would do is tell my teacher so they know why I'm suddenly not acting like myself. And maybe they could move my seat if that's the place where and why I'm self-harming. I often look to my friends for help. And most people do. I want my friends to help stand up to the bully with me. Because who doesn't want a friend to stand beside you? It's very selfish for many reasons. First, it affects your family and friends. I can't even imagine having my mom, dad, or younger sister finding out that I've made the worst decision of anyone's life. Of my own life. My friends might feel like a piece of their heart is missing, if they're my true friend. At that point, only God knows what they're going to do next, because you'll never know how they'll react. Think about that friend you hang out with the most, that special friend you have a class with and can't wait to see them. One of my friends, Maddie Minhalchik, is a special friend to me. Now, I haven't known her very long, but there's a reason she's special to me. She said that she would be terribly upset with herself if a good friend of hers committed suicide, because she couldn't be there to stop it, and I completely agree with her. There's been a few times I've talked friends out of suicide, and it makes me feel good. I believe that suicide is negative and selfish, so you need to make it into a positive by not doing it. When I think about how it can affect my friends, the music video for the song Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap pops into my head instantly. The music video is not about suicide, but in the end it shows how devastated and depressed the boy's friends were. Yes, the boy died, but it was by a car running into him. The point is, however, that the friends cared very much for their friend, and that it could be me or you if I decided or you decided to commit suicide. The people who commit suicide are focusing way too much on all the bad things and are totally missing out on all the wonderful memories and special moments of life. You never know what the future might hold. Sometimes they not only bring themselves down, but they bring others down with them and tend to push people away. I know someone who was getting bullied and they turned mean, very mean, to the point that they had to go to anger management classes. It can also turn your friends into doing bad stuff, making bad choices, and turning to bad things, such as smoking, drinking, drugs, etc. In conclusion, self-harm is selfish because it's not considering others, and that's why I believe that self-harm is very selfish and that it's a bad choice, which can be turned into a good one.